President Trump is holding his first campaign rally of the year in El Paso, Texas tonight to make another pitch for his version of a border wall, the main stumbling block to a deal that would avoid another government shutdown this coming weekend. But you've probably been hearing El Paso city officials and residents pushing back on Trump's claim that the city was dangerous, violent, only became safer after a border wall was put up there about 10 years ago. El Paso Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, spoke today with Morning Edition.
We were one of the safest cities before the fence went up. You can go back to 2005, we were ranked as one of the top safest cities.
And a possible challenger to President Trump's presidency will also be rallying tonight in El Paso, former Congressman and El Paso native Beto O'Rourke. Mallory Falk is covering the story for KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico, about an hour away. She is in El Paso today, though. Mallory, tell us about what seems like a complete disconnect. The El Paso Times says the president is repeating inaccurate claims made by the Texas Attorney General.
Yeah, so it appears this claim originated back when President Trump visited Texas in early January, and the Attorney General Ken Paxton made the claim that El Paso had been one of the nation's most violent cities, but that the violent crime rate dropped dramatically after the border fencing was built here. But FBI's crime statistics don't bear this out. According to those statistics, violent crime steadily fell in El Paso after a peak in 1993 and was very low by the time the fencing was constructed, and in fact has started to rise a slight bit since that fencing was built.
Oh, that's the complete opposite. And this isn't the first time this has happened. In 2010, the governor, Rick Perry, wrongly announced that car bombs were going off in El Paso. They were not. They were going off a good deal away in Juarez, Mexico. And, you know, we're reading that people there, you know, like the head of the police, they travel to visit relatives who ask, you know, do you wear bulletproof vests? Is there nothing but dirt roads there? The image that's painted of El Paso doesn't conform with the reality. Tell us more about what people there are saying.
Yeah, during the State of the Union, folks on the ground here were sending out sort of joking tweets about the real dangers in El Paso are dehydration or touching your steering wheel when it's too hot in the summer. And El Paso is consistently ranked one of the safest cities in the U.S. And so there really does seem to be this disconnect between people's lived experience on the ground here, where people feel extremely safe. If anything, it's boring compared to sort of this national image of a lawless, dangerous city.
Well, also, this is a city that very much connects with Mexico. There's a bridge. People go back and forth.
Exactly, yes. And many people in El Paso have family just across the border in Juarez and routinely cross back and forth. There are people who live in one city and work or go to school in the other. And so it is very fluid, this travel across the border.
Well, and in addition to the president coming, you have Beto O'Rourke, again, a candidate for senator. He lost just narrowly to Ted Cruz, a native of El Paso. He's been saying that he thinks the president coming and demonizing the city might be a good thing, you know, for those who don't believe that a wall would be effective. He's going to be joining a Celebration of El Paso march today. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so dozens of local organizations are organizing this march, and the goal is to try to share what they're calling the truth about the city, the real story of El Paso, as a community that's safe, as a community that's vibrant, as a community where many people have ties on both sides of the border. And O'Rourke is going to speak at the exact moment that Trump is addressing people who have gathered to Make America Great Again rally.
So the president will be holding this rally. Presumably his people on the ground know that he can fill that Coliseum. And while this is a blue spot in a red state, you know, the president did get thousands of votes in this area. There have been recent arrests of large groups of Central American immigrants crossing the border. There have been large drug seizures at the port of entry. This is the legal port of entry where most of the large drug hauls come through. That has nothing to do with a wall, but are there people there speaking in defense of the president?
There are people who are speaking in defense of increasing border security, who are talking about remote stretches of southern New Mexico where more asylum seekers are crossing now that it's more difficult for folks to cross at some of these larger ports of entry in El Paso with new restrictions on asylum seekers. And so there is a call for more security along that section of the border, and also a call for more folks stationed at these ports of entry so that they can deal with the influx of both illegal narcotics that are coming through and also asylum seekers who are coming in.
That's Mallory Falk of KRWG Radio. She is in El Paso ahead of President Trump's rally tonight and another rally from residents there called A Celebration of El Paso. Mallory, thank you.
Thank you.